to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. You can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live, mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at mightyhouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. That number again, 877-711-5611. And you will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at Mr. Floor. Anyone?
Dot com.
Hey, Ben?
Hey, is my mic on?
Hello. Ben? Hello. Ben? Hello. Ben, are we good?
Hey, short straw.
Dot com.
Hey. You don't want to be called short straw. You got to turn on those mics,
there
dude.
There we go. Hey, so I suckered in the Mike Novak
sure
team
did.
To talk a little gardening. So we haven't talked any gardening on our show this summer at all.
Well, why not?
Wait a minute. I just mentioned native perennials in the last hour.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, we did
there
do that.
You go.
Osh did
so
do that.
So you don't need
Thank
us.
You, Osh.
Can I go home now?
No, it's too early. Why is it so early?
I have so many questions for you, Mike.
Oh, no. And by the way,
you should
know that on the Mike Novak Show Facebook page, we're doing a Facebook Live of a Facebook Live. So,
sweet.
Yeah, so you guys
except we're not drawing the audio, so you're hearing it in the background.
Yeah, so you just sort of you'll hear whatever you hear. In fact, we could plug in that little mic. You didn't ask me for that because I've got that in my little bag here, but who cares? Anywho, it's good to be here. Hey,
yeah, thanks for coming in and joining us and talking a little bit of about the gardening stuff.
A little bit about gardening.
And
so,
hey, Rich, are you out there?
Don't know why you can't hear me.
There we go.
Hello.
Got it.
Because
okay.
I also wanted
Ben
to add
busy.
In there that if everything is going along per plan, which doesn't seem like anything's going to go per plan today.
Why would it?
No, nothing at all.
We should be right now back on our previous day CPT,
right?
Thanks to the roofing and waterproofing union local 11.
Yes.
So, you know, if everything is going per plan,
that's true. We,
thanks for tuning back in.
If theoretically at this moment, not only are we broadcasting live on WCGO, 1590 Chicago Smart Talk, but also on WCPT,
right?
Chicago's Progressive Talk.
Yes,
that's right.
If it's everything, we don't know because we're not monitoring it here. Somebody else might be.
Ben just went back in there to check it out, so we're
cool.
Looking good there. So anyway, I wanted to talk a little gardening, and who better to get in than
better people than
Mike Novak and Peggy Malecki to get in here,
absolutely,
and find out. You know, this has been a strange summer, and
okay, let's start there.
We had a good lot of rain and everything
lots
got
of
going.
Rain. Yeah.
I started seeing
May rain in 50 years, something like that. Our
meteorologist Rick DeMaio on our show was talking about the record rain for certain months. I believe June might have been the wettest month ever or something.
Oh, it was June. Yeah.
Yeah. And what was amazing is that it was a wet early spring, and then suddenly, beginning of July, the spigot just turned off.
Right. And I was getting powdery mildew. I called you. I said, what am I going to do about this stuff? and it's gone away. I don't have
is
that.
Really?
I don't have that problem.
Well, yeah, when it
dried out, did it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Or the plant just went away.
No, the plants are all fine.
You didn't mow it down. That's usually
not
what
yet.
You do. Okay.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Right. Not yet.
Two or three more weeks. A couple more weeks.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
That's where you just walk through everything with the lawnmower, the John Deere. You just go through and chop it down.
I trim the affected leaves. Is that not a thing? Should I not
yes,
be doing
no, you exactly right. That's
no,
yeah,
if you just run over with a lawnmower.
No, don't listen to Ron, okay, Osh. See, Osh is a real gardener here. He knows He knows what he's doing. You know, you get the your idea of pruning is a lawnmower. That's
right.
Not pruning.
When sure it is.
When my clients stress me out, I go garden and then I cook.
Really?
So I actually just last night made a lovely ratatouille out of eggplant and green pepper and onion and tomatoes, all out of my garden.
I'm telling you, Ron,
excellent.
You don't need me.
That's good stuff when you do that.
And I did that Tuesday, so. Ratatouille week.
Yeah. Hold on. Give me that. I get to hold the camera on Peggy now.
Oh, dear.
There we go.
Yeah. So, Peggy, what were you cooking?
Well, yesterday I had pizza, but.
Oh, okay.
No, but earlier in the week it was ratatouille again with excess from the garden.
Okay.
Mine and others.
Lovely.
Yeah,
I have, and if anyone is around South Evanston, I have, gosh, I planted way more basil than I should have.
Uh-huh. You can never have too much basil.
Right,
pesto.
And it doesn't
Pesto
last.
Freeze it.
Except that
yep.
I hate pesto.
Well, I'll come grab some
You got a
basil.
Problem.
Come
on.
Probably should
oh,
rethink the
yes.
amount of basil you plant.
And then I could get some advice. I will happily trade you basil for advice.
Okay.
That would be lovely.
You know what?
Basil.
You have... that disease that people have, and it's not a plant disease, it's a person disease, which is they don't even like the plant, but they grow it because they want to grow something. And I'm that way with eggplant. I have no use for actually eating eggplant, but it's a pretty plant, all right? And I like the way it looks, so I've got it. I usually have an eggplant somewhere in the yard.
Uh-huh.
That way with basil.
Actually, my theory of the case, this is the first year that we've had this garden space, and the theory of the case was that I was likely going to kill one of the two plants that I planted, so I planted two plants, and that's really more basil than one person might need, unless you're a pesto fan.
Well, it also depends on how well your basil does. Some years you can plant five plants and not have enough for one batch of pesto.
Well, and to make things worse, my common mint just died, which is so weird because you would think it
That's
would have taken
weed.
Over the garden.
What, yeah. Mint?
Mint?
You can't
my
kill
mint, died.
Mint.
You cannot. Right.
Right it's
exactly.
a weed.
I couldn't get it to
you're
establish.
You're right about that, Rich.
I could not get it to establish. So there are things
really?
That I'm learning. And there are things I do well with, but
plant it. Just put it.
Well.
Plant it in the grass. Just like put it in the grass. It'll grow and it'll be fine. That's what
I was always
told. Well, I actually put it in.
Keep your mint in a pot.
Within the vegetable garden, I planted a pot in the ground.
To try and contain it.
Yeah, like a 5 gallon. I dropped it in the ground. I put soil
See,
in that.
You tried too hard. That's the problem.
Because I didn't want it to run all over the garden. Everyone told me it runs everywhere, and so I boxed it in. Yes. And I guess it didn't like being boxed in.
Well, you did the right thing because you want to put it, if you're growing mint, put it in a container. Don't let it. I was looking at a garden the other, Peggy and I have been judging gardens for our Garden Award, Chicago Excellence in Gardening Awards program. And now we're in the middle of judging things. And I went into one yard and they had just started a mint in their yard and they had it in the ground. And I said, no, I don't think you really want to do that. You want dig that up. Put it in a pot and control it. And that's the way you should do mint because it will control you
right.
after a while.
Just like, just like strawberries?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you next. How are your strawberries
I was gonna say,
doing?
How are the Marshall strawberries doing?
They've taken over. They're growing through the parking lot. We've got a gravel parking lot at the shop. They grow all. It's growing and running down the sides of the gravel parking lot where we don't drive exactly. And those Marshall strawberries are coming in everywhere. It's just taken over. Our whole area. I'm going to have to dig them out.
Maybe Ash should bring some mint over there, get it started.
Yeah.
But mint on strawberries actually tastes pretty good, so I think you guys just crash it.
Yeah. You're just going to have to dig it up because it's taken over the entire...
The strawberries?
Yeah.
I remember a couple of years ago, you brought me pots and pots and pots of them, mm-hmm. and then I gave those away to folks, and we just keep... But you're... And I've got... my Marshall strawberries in my yard, I don't think they're as vigorous as yours. Probably because I don't have as much sun as you have in your yard.
Yeah. Even I planted
probably because you actually take care of your yard and stuff.
Yeah.
Mine just runs everything over with a lawnmower.
Right.
Nice. Yeah, but that encourages the strawberries for some reason.
Yes.
They just love that.
They grow like weeds. So I put them under this large tree where I can't get anything to grow, and they're growing like crazy along the fence line.
So and, ground cover that gives them
yes
cover.
Exactly
it's like,
well
like
they
pinching
are
your tomatoes
don't
right?
sound like
you
a
pinches
doesn't
them
sound
with
like
a lawnmower
down.
Yeah well yeah. if you wrote a mow over your tomatoes I don't think you're going to have anything left but
yeah.
but strawberries well but it is a great ground cover as you've discovered
sure. Oh yeah it does and that's And the strawberries.
But they sell the ornamental varieties of strawberry as ground cover. That, you know, and they don't produce real berries. They produce kind of ersatz berries that, you know, mostly bloom that doesn't really turn into a lush ripe berry.
That seems like a very sad plant. It wants to be a berry, but then doesn't.
Right.
I think I can. I think I guess I can't.
I can't. No. The berry that thought he was a strawberry or something like that for little kids.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be back with Mike Novak and the entire Mighty House team right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm gonna find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 877-711-5611 and get advice from the experts themselves.
This is Mighty House.
Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House.
So people are freaking out. Oh, you want to get this?
I need to finish some business here.
You're taking too long.
Do some business.
This thing takes forever.
That's all the time we have. Good night, folks.
Everyday mistakes are made by untrained employees and unlicensed contractors who take advantage of homeowners who are looking for a good deal and to save a few bucks. Roofers and Waterproofers Local 11 Contractors puts their customers first by employing men and women who go through extensive hands-on classroom. Right there, Mike. See,
okay, yeah.
Go through hands-on classroom and on-the-job
training. Right.
The difference between a union. Go ahead.
And a non-union contractor is the fact that a union contractor is a contributing contractor, which means the union contractor.
Just
get out of here. which means the union contractor invests in his employees' training, family health care, retirement, and professional standing in the industry. So if you're looking for a contractor, choose union labor and be part of the solution.
Thanks, Mike Novak.
Hashtag thanks, Mike Novak.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Ben, the control room lord, can you just record Mike doing that so we can just have him read it every show?
Yeah.
Great, thanks, brother.
Instead of me stuttering through it. Yeah, yeah. I need to read it about 40 or 50 times.
I was going
to
say, this was your first read, right. Or probably
and
second.
And I interrupt his very first read on
this. Did you
this,
like the new nickname I'm trying to throw in there?
What's that?
The control room lord.
Lord of the control room.
Yeah.
All right, yes. There you go.
It's like Star-Lord, but
my ego,
control room.
It's awesome now.
Just trying to help a brother out.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
Of course. I will be Lord of the control room.
And if you want to give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline, it's 877-711-5611. You'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And that number again.
.com.
Yes.
Mike, you said you had some fans who had said hi. And
yeah, we have some folks that are listening in WCPT this morning. And by the way, here's what I suggest. If you're listening on WCPT and going, holy smoke, look who's back on WCPT, yeah. Mighty House.
Yes.
And maybe we can get the Mike Novak show back
there,
too.
Hey, you never know. Arm twisting.
I tell you, you just write to the management at WCPT and say, we need the Mike Novak show back as well.
Right. And you can give us a call, 877-711-5611. So that's the...
That number again, 877-711-5611.
That is the national syndication number for us.
That's a national call-in number.
Yep, that's right. So
from all over Chicagoland.
Yeah.
Okay. Almighty House all the time.
I have Mike questions.
In Las Vegas.
Ash is here, and he just wants gardening questions answered.
Right.
And we're going through all this nonsense, and he's freaking out.
I'm so excited that you're here, that right, I happen to be here when you're here. I'm sorry. I know I'm a nerd, but like I love gardening. It is. I'm not awesome at it, but I have a lot of space to garden. I have like a whole lot, a side lot.
A lot of us don't have that kind of space. I mean, Ron doesn't have a lot of space. I don't have a lot of space, and there you go, just going crazy.
Anyway, a project. It was a 2-year project, and Ron's been at it at several stages along the way, and it's coming along. But
it looks great.
But I want to know what I should be doing now.
What do you mean?
What am I supposed to be
picking
doing now?
Vegetables?
What am I supposed to be doing next month? We're establishing
keeping
like a
things
little,
watered.
We got a bunch of baby trees like apple and pear and nectarine that we put in. We got some new raspberry and blueberry and mulberry that we put in and blackberry. And so,
mulberry?
Like,
you put in mulberry?
Absolutely. Who didn't grow up in Chicago and like,
I know it, but
walk
a lot
those
of people
mulberry trees and just grab them and just
a lot of people
you're...
think of them as nuisances.
Only when the birds get them and crap on your car.
Yes.
Well, no,
and the birds get drunk.
And when the berries just fall on your car when you've parked.
I know
under
those.
It, I've seen you know play perfectly. Big, large parking spaces in Chicago that are left empty because people won't park under that tree, mm-hmm. you know, and parking's at a premium here.
With good reason. So you actually, so the place to plant your mulberry is
over
in the back
parking.
Of the, in the back, on the like at the back towards the alley. So,
sure,
So we plant it there, you kind of chop it down every few years so that it doesn't grow too high, and then you can't get to the berries anyways, and then they just become a nuisance.
When you say chop it down, how are you pruning that tree?
Mr. T style.
Sorry.
He picks up the lawnmower and starts.
No. Yes. No, I'm not using the Ron Cowgill method.
Oh, okay.
That's what I did. Every 5-6 years, I just go over to that thing and just go, whomp, chop it off, and then it sprouts a new sprouts, and then you got berries down low again.
But you're talking about this time of year. This is a good time of year to be planting, and this is there are various things, some perennials, some trees and shrubs, because what happens is you get them started now at the end of the summer as we get into the fall, and when things cool down, there's less leaf production and more root production, so it's a great time to get a lot of trees in the ground. You get them started in the fall, and then you're not worried about them putting all that energy into leaf growth. And then in the spring, they have a head start. Same thing with your lawn. If you're a lawn guy, and you know, folks know I'm not particularly a lawn guy, but if you want to get a lawn started, the end of August is the best time of year to do that. Why? Same reason. What we grow in Chicago are called cool season mm-hmm. grasses. All right, and that's your Kentucky bluegrass and some of the fescues and the ryes, and they have those mixes, but mostly Kentucky bluegrass is what people like to grow because it spreads and that sort of thing, and then you can play on it. It's tough, but it requires a lot of sun and a lot of care. And if you want to get a lawn started, you can do that at the you sow the seed at the end of August. Thereabout, you got like a 10-week window, basically like second week in August. If it stays cool right now, you could start right now. Mm-hmm. But usually you want to wait till it gets a little bit cooler, and then you get the lawn started. And then as you get into September and October and it germinates, you get cooler weather, which it's happy in. It's not very happy in hot weather. And so it starts sending the roots out, and then it overwinters and it hits the ground running in the spring. So it's much better than, you know, you see all these ads in the spring for getting your lawn going. That's not the time to do it. You should do it in the fall.
Mike,
ready to go.
I have a question, though, and this is going to be an old wives' tale, but I was told that if you put the grass seed in your freezer for like a week before you spread it, that it'll germinate faster and sprout faster.
I don't know that one, but it's possible there's something to be said. There are certain seeds that like that treatment, the cold treatment. I've not heard that for lawns. I can look it up. I know Peggy's going to research it right now, probably when we come back from the break, she'll have an answer, but I have not heard that. So now I got to look it up and see because that's not what I have.
Okay, Trixie's flipping out. She's having a
conniption.
Yeah,
a conniption.
There are calls.
Yeah. Calls are pouring in. Yes. Call is pouring in.
Yeah. So I got to get her up. I'm never going to hear the end of it. So let's go to the who do we got on the phones? I don't know who it is. I didn't get the notification yet.
Didn't you get that fancy? Don't we have the fancy little setup where you see the call come up?
On? We have one. We're not locked in.
We don't use it though. Charles, are you there, Charles?
Charles.
Charles.
Hey Ben.
That didn't work out so well.
There
definitely
we go. Char-
always there.
Thank. Are you there, Charles?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Ben just turned you on. Go for it.
Okay, yes. I have a cool question because you are the guys to always ask. Welcome back to CPT, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And
thanks.
All right. hydraulic. I'm going to be buying a hydraulic ram kit. I wanted to find out if the connections are kind of universal across brands.
Okay.
He's buying a hydraulic something.
Right. Hydraulic ram. Did he?
Is a ram kit.
Okay, and then
port-a-power.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Also known as a port-a-power.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm the new guy. So Charles? Can you tell me what that is and what it does?
It's used for pretty much if you have to move something that is heavy, right. Like say you have a support that you need to move over. Tick it over an inch or so because you don't quite have enough strength, and it has to, like to level a floor, you need to slide something over. Use that.
Okay, well, go, Rich.
It's sort of, even the, like the fire department has, you have the jaws of life. This thing is actually a hydraulic ram that you put in position, you pump it up, and it will lift things many, many times its own weight, right?
Exactly.
So he's looking to do beams and so on. And I'll be honest, something like that, I would not spend a gazillion dollars on. I would try to get something that's going to suit your needs and still be inexpensive because you're not using them that often.
Unless that's going to be your job. And that's
exactly. I was just going to say, but if it is something you're going to use day in, day out, then you always spend the money. I mean, I just kind of Googled it. I mean, they're $120.
I might not be, maybe I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but I buy a lot. But
I think you are, actually.
I just use a 20-ton jack.
Right, a bottle jack.
Yeah, a bottle jack, and then we add, an old piece of LVL or PSL, like
6x6 chunk.
Something that's your sacrificial. But if you buy a kit, like even Northern Tool and Equipment has a kit for $150, but it's the fittings it has that make it worthwhile.
Oh.
So it's got wedges, plates, it's got extensions.
Okay.
So, I mean, it definitely, if it's something that you're into demolition or a remodeler who's into old homes that you've got to straighten some things out, for $150, I'd probably have to.
Yeah.
Or if you have to pull something, which is what I'm actually.
Oh, you're pulling something back in.
Yeah. So is there a universal? Are they pretty much universal kits? I mean, universal connections across brand.
They're all going to have different size diameters for the rams and stuff, and they do that on purpose just so you got to buy the whole set.
Are you talking about the hydraulic connections?
Yeah, the hydraulic connections.
Oh yeah, I would just start off with the same stuff you're using for snow plows, those standard connections, and those hydraulic hoses, because those things are pretty strong. That'd be a good place to start. And then if you need to do move up from there, then you're going to start using braided lines. But the connectors, they're the same. They look to be the same, just like air hose stuff. But you would end up then having to step up into braided lines because you're not going to blow out the connection. You're going to blow out a hose first, So I think that's where I'd start, but I appreciate the phone call. We got to take a break here. We'll get back to you. Thanks for calling in, Chuck. All right, there we go.
Huh?
Good. All right.
That's a fine out.
That was perfect right there. Okay, one more segment with Mr. Novak, and then we've got Clutter Clarity with Ash Nissan next.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here they come to save the day.
This is Mighty House.
Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is @MightyHouse. And, of course, you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. You will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right. We're joined today. We're doing gardening in this hour, so I suckered Peggy Malecki and Mike Novak to come in. And I appreciate you guys stopping by. Ash, if you hear his voice, he's sitting in for Robbie. Robbie is off today.
Yes.
And then that's Rich coming in from Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, and there he is. We can see him on the out.
Well, we can see him, but I don't think anybody out there can see him.
Yeah, so
he's kind of off the screen.
Yeah, it's okay. Hey, leave Ben alone. He's working on it.
He's working on it.
He's working on it.
We've got another hour and a half. Hour and a half, he'll have this list.
He was up on the roof, actually.
And it wasn't Ben's fault. He lost the coin flip. That's the way it went.
Because we were calling him short.
We did tell him that, too.
We were calling him short straw in the first hour, but he started getting mad at us, so we had to stop that.
Oh, well.
Okay, so.
Couple of things. So we're looking at some answers here. One of the things was Rich's comment about.
Do you freeze grass seed?
Freezing grass seed, which is, you can do that. I told you Peggy would find something, and she did. The advice is that if you, here we are, let's see. Cold stratification. Or keeping moist seed refrigerated for several weeks is one way to do it. So you could get a head start on your germination by putting your moist seed in the refrigerator for a couple of weeks.
And that would be for some of your longer germinating seeds, Kentucky bluegrass, Bermuda grass, buffalo grass.
You'd have to have a beer fridge and then be willing to give up the cold beer.
Well, it depends how much, I guess. It depends how much seed you're going to use. I mean, are you seeding Soldier Field? If you are, maybe, yeah, you've got a lot of seed to put there. But they don't seed it anyway. It's all
sod, right?
Sod. Oh,
five
yeah.
Thick sod,
yeah, exactly. That's why it's always coming off when they run. The turf just goes. It's a hard job. I wouldn't want to be the groundskeeper at Soldier Field or any of the northern fields.
Well, not only that, even if you get the field in immaculate shape, let's have a concert. We'll cover it with plywood, and we'll have 10,000 people walk on it. You know what I mean? So, that's definitely a job.
It is. Yeah. But I'll tell you, putting the plywood on protects it more than having the people just walk on the ground, which then just compacts the soil and makes it twice as hard to fix.
Right.
So that's why they would do something like that. I need to get... a little more information, but I was looking at this site that says that their idea was the best time for planting trees is late winter or early spring. However, if you can't do that, fall there was their second choice. So again, I'm going to do more research on that. In fact, I should mention this is all right. You got to listen to my show tomorrow,
absolutely.
The Mike Novak Show, Sunday 9 to 11 on 1590 WCGO.
Looking forward to it.
And I'm going to have Skeet on the program tomorrow, the world famous Skeet. Yes, Skeet.
And we still don't have a ding, so I'll use my coffee cup again.
Isn't that a character from the Dukes of Hazzard?
It's possible.
Skeeter.
This is Skeet.
This is Skeet. Skeet. That's his name. I love it.
Who is Skeet?
And he works for Bartlett Tree Experts.
Oh, yeah.
And he's been on our show before. And he's on the first hour. We're going to talk trees. And I'm going to ask him about best time to plant trees. So, Ash. If you're there tomorrow,
call in tomorrow.
I will.
He must be a certified arborist.
He is an Illinois certified arborist. Awesome. We like to do that from time to time. Have the arborist come in, and because trees are such an important part of your property. I mean, you guys know the value of a tree on property, which is why I'm always amazed when contractors come in and the first thing they do is cut down the trees.
Chop them down.
Yeah.
Well, but doesn't that depend, Mike? I mean, so we go into sites like I took down almost every tree on this site that I redeveloped, but because they had never been pruned, they were highly diseased. They were, and so not pruning.
When
for
you say
50
highly
years,
diseased, did you have a certified arborist come and tell you what the?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes,
good.
I did.
All right. Wow. All right.
These trees are dead.
Yeah.
Honestly, they were just really ugly.
They're clearly dead. They're laying on the ground because I cut them down.
Yeah.
No. So we had trees growing in, you know, you got if they're not pruned properly and they're sited wrong for their mature sizes, one crown will be growing into another crown.
Yep.
And
or into power lines.
Absolutely.
Well, no, because they just chop the center of the tree out.
Yeah, I know. And it looks so nice.
I think that's
the
Skokie pruning standard.
Is that what it is?
It is.
Look, it's everybody's pruning standard. Yeah. I think that in 50 years when all of our power is going we don't use wires anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're going to look at this as the Dark Ages and say, gosh, we used to mutilate our trees just so we could have power lines.
But the problem is, then they come, they chop them down, they die. So what do? They come and plant a new one right underneath the power line.
Well, so
because you have to have them, because you have to have them in the parkway.
The city of Evanston actually has a standard now, I should say now, but it probably existed for some period of time, where the tree, there's an approved list of tree species that can be planted under power lines, for example, like canadensis, a red bud.
No, you know what we call them in the business? Dead buds.
Okay.
But I'm bummed.
I guess you have to be in the business, because yeah, that one went yeah. right over my head,
well,
too.
Well, no, it means that you can count on a red bud to die, all right? All right?
Well, there's a few dozen species that are lower growing that won't grow into the
right,
power
the
lines,
low,
and that's
understory trees.
Right.
Yeah, if you can keep a tree, and a red bud is one of them. It's not going to get to be 50 feet tall, all right? Because it's going to die on you first.
Excellent. There you go, Mike. All right.
No, I went to a garden last night. A friend was mine was having
a
party.
So my gardening hero, Mike Novak, just disabused me of really one of my favorite trees ever.
Thanks, Mike Novak.
Where's your thanks, Mike Novak? You got to
play where's your drop?
Hashtag
womp womp.
That is a hashtag. Thanks,
Mike
Novak.
Look, not all red buds die, but they've been known to die. Okay, and I've killed a red bud.
Are forsythia terrible too?
No, forsythia. You can't kill a forsythia, but
he can kill mint, so he can kill a forsythia.
That's true.
Well, yeah, if anybody could do it, Ash can.
But don't.
Thanks, Mike,
there we go.
There we go.
Yeah, don't cut it into a box shape, okay?
No, never.
Okay, good.
So
it'll be a dinosaur. You know,
Rich, you've seen this in Ron, where people have these forsythia hedges, and they cut them into box shapes, and if you let the forsythia branch out naturally,
so
it looks like fireworks going off. It's a wonderful plant.
Same with your lilacs.
To some extent, yeah. The problem with lilacs is then they'll get 40 feet tall, like that red bud of yours that was going
to
die.
So talk to me a little bit about sighting and species choice for location. Like, for example, I love a dawn redwood. Can I plant a dawn redwood on my small urban lot?
How large is it going to get?
See, and not under the power line.
And that's where
So it's a 300-foot tree. Sorry,
right,
sir, for the listeners that don't know this, it's a...
But not in all situations. Okay, that's the thing. The first thing you do is you research the tree. You find out what the mature size of the tree is going
to
be.
Exactly.
How tall is it going to get? How wide is it going to... Not
form,
just tall.
Right.
What's the
and form? How long is that going to take? So then you could put a mighty oak under your garage if you're going to be... leaving in 2 years.
Right, and selling it to some schmuck who's going to have to come and deal with it. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly. And people do that. But so that's part of the sighting. The other thing you got to keep in mind with sighting a tree in an urban setting, in a suburban setting, it is not always going to reach its full potential because it's so challenging. You put it in a parkway, it's dry, it's got salt, it's got all kinds of stuff going on. So it's not likely to get as big as it's going to be in a park. And that's a consideration as well, although the tree could fool you and still get to its large size. I mean, there's all kinds of considerations.
Yeah.
The other consideration is, what is everybody else planting around you? And the rule of thumb on that is, look what your neighbor's planting and then plant something different, basically, because you want diversity in your neighborhood. And you've already mentioned this earlier, Ash, if you can get a native species, even better. It was very interesting. I heard somebody talking about planting ginkgos. It was in.
Why?
Because they're hardy trees. They're great urban trees. They're hard to kill.
And they smell like throw up when they fruit.
Yeah, but you don't plant the females. You plant the males. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm not even going there.
Isn't that a little like sexing chickens, though? It's just a little bit guesswork and not.
No, no,
always
it's
work
not.
Out?
No. If you go to a reputable nursery, they're going to tell you what you've got there.
Okay.
So you're not going to accidentally plant a fruiting ginkgo tree. That ain't going
to
happen.
Well, we need to get my municipality to get a better selector.
Yeah. Right, because they had that happen in your community?
Yeah. We actually, we pulled down a parkway tree. Well, I should say, a parkway tree randomly died.
And then it was gone.
It just disappeared.
But Ginkgos are interesting because if you believe in the idea of natives, they're obviously not native. Mm-hmm. They're from China, but they were native at one point millions of years ago. But they're not anymore here in North America, but they're hardy and they're tough trees and they're beautiful. So do you want to plant a ginkgo? Well, it's not going to attract a lot of critters, wildlife, insect, you know, our insect population can't live off of it because it's alien. But it is hardy. And so it's interesting. It's a tough question.
So a dear friend of mine would say, you're choosing for all those things that you talked about, Mike, form,
yep.
Mature height, spread, all, and you know, how much shade do you want? Silver maple.
How much sun do you have?
Right.
Like a redbud, it's an understory tree. Right. It doesn't necessarily need full sun, and a number of trees are like that. But some trees do need full sun.
Right.
All right.
I know all my palms do.
Yeah, I'll bet nice. They do, Rich. You know, nice. I got to talk to you about the plants you got down there. I'd be really curious about the stuff you run into in Florida.
Right. All right.
Well, the Mike Novak Show from Florida.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Let's
All right.
Do it.
We got a minute left here. I just want to say thanks, for Mike, for coming in.
Sure.
We got Clutter Clarity coming up. Peggy, I appreciate it. You guys are on tomorrow from
9 to 11 on 1590 WCGO, but we stream live on Facebook. You can go to MikeNovak.net.
Yep.
MikeNowak.net. Facebook,
Twitter, Instagram,
all that stuff. All the stuff you talk about on your show all the time. You can find the Mike Novak Show.
Just take
show.
Out Mighty House That's and right. put in the Mike Novak Show.
And Ash, you and I will go to breakfast. I'll tell you everything you need to know.
Oh, yeah. You guys need to have another meeting there. So.
I'm geeking out.
All right, we're taking a quick break. We'll come back with Clutter Clarity next. You're listening to
Mike Novak. Thanks, Mike Novak.
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611, and you will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And if somebody wanted to sign up for the newsletter, Rich, how can they do that?
You go over to MightyHouse.net, click on the contact page, first, last name, your email address, click on submit, boom, done.
Just get like that.
Newsletter every Friday, let you know what's happening Saturday morning.
Excellent. All right, and then we'll just play this one more time.
Thanks, Mike Novak.
There we go.
There you go.
Mike's great.
I know. You two are like falling in love with each other. It was just, there was a bro thing happening there with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gardening brothers.
I'm happy to say bro thing. I think the other one might have been a little over the top.
Oh no. You're just infatuated with him.
I appreciate the deep knowledge.
Thanks, Peggy.
About stuff that are my hobbies.
Yeah.
Like the motorcycle show that'll be after this.
Uh-huh.
I've been riding for 30 years, and I love hearing about motorcycles.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
So
it is time for the Clutter Clarity segment. Are you ready? Those aren't just like shoes or sandals to fill. Those are like big galoshes that you've got to
Boat
fill.
Shoes?
They're huge. You know.
No.
These are boots that. You know, Rich and I together can't fill, but I'm...
Whose shoes are they?
Robbie's.
Oh.
Her Clutter Clarity segment.
So,
I mean, that's
so
huge.
I just want to be clear for all of our listeners that I'm pretty sure Ron just said that Robbie has huge feet.
Big feet, yeah. In theory, yeah.
Robbie's a Bigfoot. Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
In theory, because...
Robbie, that's not the view I hold.
It's either a metaphor or a simile. I don't know.
Right. It's one of those things. Does she really have big feet? No, but the space that she creates with her presence is so large that
I don't pretend to be the expert that Robbie Earhart is, and she is phenomenal at her skill set, which is being a clutter clarifying goddess.
Yes, correct. There you go. That sounded really good.
So So I will step in with my little shoes.
Okay.
And see what I can what value I can add.
All right. So wait.
Oh, sorry.
This Clutter Clarity is powered by Mr. Floor Cleaning Products.
Yay.
And normally you play a big song, all that stuff. We're gonna skip all the song stuff, and then Clutter Clarity is powered by Mr. Floor. Mr.
You got
Floor
some Cleaning... AC/DC to lead me in?
Yeah. Mr. Floor Cleaning Products are all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Take it away, Robbie.
So this is Ash Nissan, the Northside Home Guy, trying to stand in for Robbie on Clutter Clarity. And so I think that, you know, we think about all of the projects that we have to do. And so I'm going to talk personally about a project that I did that I think, you know, we get clutter in our life because oftentimes we're busy and we sort of shorthand. We just sort of throw something down and then you go on to the next task because we're just all inundated with the next thing to do.
Right.
And I just happen to have some guys in town that were renting one of the spaces, one of the buildings that I helped take care of.
Okay.
And I saw these these young Irishmen just sitting around on their porch one day when I went to the building to do some construction work. And I said, you all are way too young to be sitting around in the middle of the day with nothing to do. You need some work.
Oh, there you go.
And they said, sure. And so so I hired them on and brought three of them out and had some of them grinding some metal that we needed to paint for some fence posts. And then had a couple of them take everything out of my garage, which is like...
That's
you know,
a daunting task.
It is. And for a guy who does, you know, you've got all your family stuff in there. You've got all your construction equipment, you know, whatever you do, your little shop.
Right.
And so, and it was just like a couple years of running and gunning and just throwing stuff in there. And then here's the thing, and this is why Robbie's so awesome, is that she would say, you know, but you think you're saving time in the moment, but really what you're doing is kind of tripping yourself up for the next step.
Right. So what did the back wall of your garage look like when you got to it?
I hadn't seen it. Apparently there were animals nesting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I do, before the winter sets, I now have to do a little bit of patching.
Uh-huh.
To get to make sure we're not home for all sorts of furry woodland creatures.
Uh-huh.
And but it took, of course it happened on a day when we emptied the garage and then the clouds rolled in.
And it rained.
And it just rained all over everything.
So it washed it all.
It was great.
So everything got washed.
I had a whole plan though. So what you do is you get your pancake compressor out and
right.
you blow off all you take everything outside of the garage, you blow it all off. Then you go in the garage and you've got your leaf blower.
Right.
And you leaf blow all everything out. And you know, there's an amazing amount of dust and crap that sits up on the rafters, right?
Yep.
On the headers and
Absolutely.
Stuff. And so you open your windows and you open your garage door and you get all that stuff blown out. And then you sweep out all the mouse nests and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then so then you set up your and so what we did was we set up racking systems. And Menards and Home Depot and the box stores and stuff, they have all sorts of great racking systems and figure out, you know, kind of what makes sense for you. So you know, if you've got heavier equipment, there's steel racking systems. And if you like a more finished look, you know, some people like that polished garage look, then, you know, there's cabinetry. You can actually get full-on cabinetry.
I like garage-specific cabinetry. Yeah. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, there's a product called Store Wall.
Okay.
And it's a heavy-duty, like, slot wall, so you can hang different baskets and shelves and all. Yeah, mm-hmm. we put a lot of that stuff up in garages, too.
Just nice, Store Wall.
Store Wall.
Where do you source it at?
Right on the website. You
nice.
Order direct off the website.
Oh, fun.
And they send you the panels. They're 8 foot long. 3 foot tall, you snap them together on the wall, boom, done.
Channel aluminum, channel steel.
It's a vinyl. It's a heavy duty vinyl product.
Oh, okay.
And so even if you scratch it, it doesn't matter. The color's all the way through.
Nice.
You know, where if you buy the standard slot wall, it's a painted finish on there and you can scratch it and then you start seeing through it.
Sure.
So it's really a cool product.
We pulled everything out. We had got the compressor out, the rain let forth, and then now all the dust is just stuck to the stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so that was not good. I haven't resolved that piece of it yet. But But so now we have, you know, a bunch of shelving units, and things are kind of getting into their place, and we segmented the garage for personal stuff and for work stuff, and it creates a better flow. And so and here's the upshot, and this is sort of in an homage to Robbie. Now my life is back to more efficient.
Yes.
Because we've invested, you know, a day. Yeah, it was a day's labor for three, you know, me and two guys, and we got it all cleaned up and cleaned out, and we're ready to roll. Now, you know, on the next client project, we'll just know this is where all the electrical stuff is. This is where all the plumbing stuff is.
Oh, your electrical bin. You've got a bin for all of those different things now. So, and then the kids' bikes are all on the other part.
Yeah, and they don't have to be in my stuff, and I don't have to be in their stuff.
But that could be dangerous, too. If you have a saw or something tools later on, and they go in there to get their
press,
bike.
Press, lathe, you know, all that stuff. That's not ideal for them to be around. And you know, you don't want to scratch up your bikes. And so all my lovely gardening equipment is properly organized now. And with Mike's advice, I'll be out there.
Digging and getting...
Getting my mint to survive, maybe.
Mint. Well, see, maybe I think it's because you paid attention to it too much.
I think so. I think if I just ignore it and abuse it.
Yeah, I throw stuff on the ground and I completely ignore it, walk away, and I come back and it's taking over the yard.
Nice.
Whatever I put in. So it's just.
I'm going to need some of those strawberries.
I can hook you up.
Nice.
I can hook you up. It'll take over your yard too. And then you'll hate me. Or really, you need to just hate Mike Novak because I got him from him.
Nice.
So, all right, we'll be back right after this. You're listening to...
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.